Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March the 9th, 2024. The Grace of God. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodly and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Today's morsel. When we think of God's grace, there ought to be something that swells up inside of us that causes us to put the brakes on when we even think of doing wrong. God's grace in our lives ought to cause us to push back on evil, wrong living, and ethical violations. God's grace ought to cause our character to grow. It ought to cause us to reach out to the lost and fulfill our callings. God's grace ought to cause us to live holy and separated for his purpose and use. God's grace ought to cause us to obey the golden rule and develop a great love for the things of God and his word. You see, if it had not been for God's grace, none of us would be saved from our sins. We would all be doomed to hell with Satan and his demonic force. But because of God's grace, Paul says, and you have he quickened who was dead in your trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past and the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and have raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 7. Aren't you glad for his unmerited love and influence in your life? I thank God for his grace. Sing this song with me today. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sins. Thought for today, grace only works with gratitude.